I'm sure Coach Krug has reminded them that, you know, we're better off going ahead and working the ball, taking a little time off on each possession, and then it will wear down the defense. Then your lanes are going to go ahead and open up, and you can get layups out of the other team. Also, look, obviously, for Bailey Hines on the right side, because he is hotter than anything. That's what I'd be saying.
Bannex has outscored Kansas City 7-4 in this quarter. Ryan Brown listening to Bannex's huddle. What do you have for us?
FedEx doesn't want to do anything foolish down the stretch. They got a comfortable lead. They got a great tempo that they're working with. They want to stay away from offensive fouls because they don't want fouls to pile up going into the second half. Otherwise, you just want them to take care of the ball going down and stay aggressive offensively.
Jack Stern, thank you, Ryan Brown, for that. Jack Stern is at the line. They say the foul was on the floor, so it's a 1-1 situation. Stern's free throw up and good. That's the best-looking free throw we've seen all night tonight, John.
Stern looked like he practiced here.
Weird.
That was beautiful, though. Nice rotation. He's ready for his second shot. Here it comes.
Kansas City won 2-for-3 in the first quarter as Jack Stern, we jinxed him. This is the second one. Ball still loose, and we have a held ball or something, some sort. Ref just pointed. It must have been out of bounds. Kansas City as Bad Axe has the ball. The opposite side of the court.
Two Kansas City players were fighting for the ball.
23-13. Bannex leading by 10 with 4:15 left in the first half. Bannex inbounds the ball. Simon Morneau. Cross mid court. Being guarded by a big man, number 23, Mason Erlup. Kicks it into Ben Sutton on the give and go and misses that one. Gets his own rebound. Puts that one up and he's fouled. And Ben Sutton will be going to the line for two shots.
That was a nice pass by Tommy Morneau.
Fouls against number 23 of Kansas City. That is Mason Erla, his second, and the team's sixth. So it was both teams in the single bonus so far with a half of the second quarter to play still. Benson at the line shooting two. And this one's off the front of the iron. No good. Score remains 23-13. Hatchets by 10 as Kyle Ross checks in for Curtis Dickinson. Ben Sutton sporting the athletic full shirt underneath the jersey. And this one is good. 1-for-2 on that trip. Extends the lead back to 11, the largest of the night.
FedEx is putting a little bit of pressure at the 10-second line. Still sticking with their man-to-man.
Tristan Kuntz back up to Cuthrell, top of the key, being guarded by distance by Marneau. Over to Kyle Ross, drives into the lane, loses it, but it's picked up by Kansas City's Jack Stern. And Tristan Kuntz on the wire inside the lane. That one's up and good. He has 4 points in the night. Now down to a 9-point deficit. Jurgis back at Marneau at the free throw line, and he is tripped up and blocked by Kansas City's Mason Erla. That will be his third foul and a seventh for the team. So Simon Morneau goes to the line to shoot 1-1. Couple substitutions for Kansas City. Dakota Hartle and Curtis Dickinson. They're replacing number 5, Jack Stern, and 23, Mason Erla, with 3 fouls. Both teams with 7 fouls so far. Simon Morneau's free throw up and good, so he'll get a second. Simon Morneau now with 8 points on the night.
I'm not going to jinx.
You say that now. You're listening live to WLW Sports Coverage with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown from the south side of the courtside seats here in Cass City, Michigan. As the second free throw is up and good from Tommy Morneau. Now with 9 points and a 11-point lead yet again for Bad Axe. 26-15. As number 14 for Cass City flies down the lane, Kyle Ross, and he missed that one. Rebound Bad Axe. Here comes Tommy Morneau. Down to the right corner to Tyler Labor. Back up to Bailey Hines. Drives the lane. This one leaves this one short. Gets his own rebound. This one's short as well. Gets his second offensive rebound. Out to Geiger for three. This one's off the mark. Ball still loose. And we have a foul against Bannex. More than likely against Tyler Labor, which will be his third foul of the game. 18th foul for Cass City, or for Bannex. So we walk the length of the court to the left side. And that is indeed against Tyler Labor, so he'll sit down with 3 fouls. Both teams with one man in foul trouble. Tyler Labor for Bad Angst and Mason Erla for Cass City. As Kyle Ross is at the line shooting one free throw. That just broke my pencil. And Mark Shelton checks back into the game. He replaces Dakota Hartle. Aaron Fernald not afraid to use his bench. Steady rotation of players. And now Jurgis replaces Sutton for Bada. 3 minutes on the dot left in the first half. 26-15. The lefty puts the free throw up. This one's no good. Rebound by number 11, Jared Brown. Gives it up to time. We're now nearly stolen by Mark Shelton. Bailey Hines for the long three. This one's good. Bailey Hines' fourth three of the night. He has 14 points and pushes it to a 14-point lead for the Hatchets.
And guess which side?
It's the right wing. The same spot as the last three. Kristen Good stop at the key. Feeds it into Dickinson. Now down to Ross. Gets in trouble. Kicks it back out to Coons to the left wing. Drives it to the lane. Loses it. Gets it back, though, on a loose ball. And now Cussell will drive in the lane, and he is fouled with the offensive. Staying there like a brick wall just inside the lane was number 11, the junior, Jared Brown. And Cussell, the sophomore, will be charged with his first foul of the night and the eighth team. Ball control foul, so Maddox will get it underneath Cass City's hoop, 90 feet from their own. 2:15 left in the first half. 29-15, Maddox leading. Aaron pass by Morneau, nearly stolen by Curtis Dickinson, was intended for Jurgis. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dickinson. So Badak gets the ball underneath the road hoop. Jared Brown inbounding it. Feeds in to Tyman Morneau at the right block. Defends off some tacklers and fits in the bunny from the right side. Tyman Morneau now with 11 points. 16-point lead for the Hatchets. Mark Shelton's pass, nearly stolen. Tristan Joyce is there to scoop it up. And he puts it off the backboard in for two. He now has 6 points. 31-17 back. Now Mark Shelton steals it for Cassidy. Drives down the lane, kicks it over to Koontz. Into Kyle Ross, and he didn't expect the ball. Number 15 for Badax flew into the air and came down right on top of Derek Geiger, which will be his third foul. And the ninth team for Badax going the line shooting 1-1, potentially, is number 14, Kyle Ross.
The last play was basically, here, you take it. No, I don't want it. You take it.
Brandon Messing checks in for number 15, Derek Geiger, with three fouls. And they're saying he's going to shoot 1-1, and the first one's good from Kyle Ross, so he'll get his second, his first point of the night. Now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. That's the deficit down to 13 for Cassidy. Minute 40 left in the first half. The lefty is good for the second one as well. 2-for-2 on that trip. Now a 12-point deficit. Tommy Morneau to Brown. Over to the left corner. To Messing for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound with ease by Curtis Dickinson. Mark Shelton bringing it up. Top of the key being guarded by Morneau. There is left side down to the right. Picks up his dribble over to Cuthrell, right wing, guarded by Pines. Nice pick set by Coons as he takes the three. This one's no good. Put back by Dickinson was no good. Mark Shell brings in that rebound, and he goes up, and he is fouled. So Mark Shell will be going to the line for two shots. 10th team foul, four Bad Axe rest of the way out here. Double bonus for Cassidy in this half. Fouls on number 33, Brandon Messing, his first. Team's 10th. Mark Shelton at the line, shooting 2 for Cass City. And the first one is good. Mark Shelton 1-for-1 from the free throw line. As they are now 4-for-6 in the second quarter from the free throw line. Shelton trying to make it 5-for-7.
Cass City's making a run, basically on Bad Axe. Of going down for the first option, quick hitting offense.
And the second free throw is good. And now they say when the inbounds, he stepped over the line, and that's another turnover for Bad Axe when it rains it pours, John.
Evidently. All Coach Krupp really wants to do is get out of this quarter. We have 1 minute and 8 seconds to go before halftime.
Kuntz inbounds it underneath his own hoop for Cass City over to the right corner.